You're listening to the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm news team correspondent Andrew Rainey. Mardi Gras, or Fat Tuesday, was celebrated last Tuesday and is a religious holiday marking the last day of eating rich foods before the month-long fast of Lent for those of the Christian persuasion. Renowned in New Orleans, Louisiana, Mardi Gras attracts huge numbers of spectators and participants in the parades, music, and festivities. While Asheville is not a part of the French and Spanish colonial roots experienced in Louisiana, Asheville, too, has been inspired to pay homage to the festivities of Mardi Gras with its own second line. The Asheville second line began back in 2001 and has steadily grown, with estimates in the past anticipating a collection of over 5,000 participants and revelers. This year, Asheville second line was celebrated on Sunday to have more people included in the parade. The parade followed a new route this year, going down Cox Avenue downtown, Banks Avenue, Buxton Avenue, and returning to Cox Avenue, where it dispersed. The theme for this year's second line was Ash Village. I was able to capture some sounds from revelers and participants of the parade from this year, which we'll check out now.
Times here. It's like being in the real thing down there.
And we go every year, so yeah.
What you guys seeing?
We're seeing some good music, some very family-friendly event. So they're throwing beads, but you don't have to do anything for it.
What's the most interesting thing you've seen so far?
This IPA is really good.
All right.
Well, I just saw a guy on stilts, with a pitchfork, and now I'm seeing a boat and a lot of beads and some mermaids. Lots of order, yeah. Stay behind the line. Lots of Tootsie Rolls and mermaids. What is Mardi Gras without that? Really?
That's a good question.
A lot of good. There's a big cat parade, the cat thing, and there was a guy on stilts, a really cool person who, I don't know, like a big blow-up doll, which is pretty cool. The Ash Village people are in front of us right now, so lots of good festive colors.
The crew at Tube had tubes, as if they were in the French Broad River. It's pretty awesome, pretty original.
What are you guys wearing?
This is the theme is the village people, so I went as like a 80s Gene Simmons kind of thing.
I'm wearing a Mardi Gras dress, so green, yellow, and purple, and I got a whole bunch of beads and a mask.
How many of the beads did you catch?
Most of them. We brought some with us. We caught most of them.
Maybe 10.
What's the weirdest thing you guys have seen today?
Probably just the king in general, you know, and his skin costume there, so.
What's a skin costume?
Well, there's just not a whole lot to it besides the headpiece and the short shorts.
The costume is in the headpiece.
I came this 3 years ago, and
it's definitely grown.
Definitely grown, yeah. And a lot more fancy than it was. It used to be up on Battery Park and Haywood Road.
Yeah, I love all the music they have now.
Yeah, I like this second line. Yeah. We don't know what second line means. We figure it's a New Orleans term, you know, some kind of second line band.
The first line, that is implied by the second line, refers to the honored people of the parade, followed by the support of the second, featuring music and floats.
Yeah, so really, it's a great time. I mean, hey, if you live in Asheville, you'd be foolish not to come to it. Got lucky on the weather today, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was raining earlier.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. That's great, man. That's heaven.
Great time. never seen that go down to there.
I was in a parade. We had disco pirates. We had some dudes in bikinis or something behind us. We had all kinds of craziness.
All right, I'm seeing a woman in black with feathers and antlers on her head. And she's doing some great dancing. Lots of people everywhere doing a whole bunch of dancing. Some good tunes. There's some angels sitting, playing the drums. They've got great outfits. I really admired the shoes. They were white with a gold touch to it. And those were some good looking shoes.
I love the girls on the float. They were drumming with the white outfits. That's my
great.
Favorite.
Yeah, the music was really good this year. I mean, it was good last year.
I love Empire Attack.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's super fun.
Well, and they didn't just throw out candy, and they threw out hot sauce and condoms. I mean, come on, this is Asheville, right?
You know, everything you need.
And so, and they're blowing up condoms here, floating around as we speak.
God, these things are so funny to watch. These like single wheel skateboard things.
Yeah, do you want to talk to him? He's one of my buddies.
Hi, so yeah, we're on Crew de Vflotant, which is French for float life. We put on the Float Life Festival here in Asheville, and which is a one-wheel-based festival. But we also have a bunch of local riders, the Wheelbillies, and the bunch of us here that all are advocates, and just thought it'd be fun to get into the Mardi Gras spirit with one wheels.
So advocating one wheel?
Well, advocating ourselves having a good time on one wheels. That's really more it. Not really. We're just having fun on them.
It's okay if other people have a good time.
Yeah, we're just having a good time with them. That's pretty much it.
Is this your first year in the event?
It's our first year as a float in the parade, as Crew de Vflotant, yes.
Will you come back next year?
Absolutely. That was way too much fun. It was awesome. Yeah. We were super psyched and seemed well-received and had a good time and a really fun time in front of the brass bands.
How many people were floating around?
What do we have here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. About 9? Between 8 and 10, somewhere in there, I think, is how many one-wheelers we had this year. So, and we expect it to grow next year, so we'll keep coming out and having fun with it.
If people want to like bring their one wheels with you,
absolutely. They can just hit us up at Southern Raft Supply here in Asheville, or they can go through floatlifefest.com and email us there. Either one, southernraft.com or floatlifefest.com.
Thanks, man.
Oh, yeah, man, absolutely.
Now, while I was part of the parade, I was the one that directed people out onto the road and told them the directions, one car, two car, whatever, and did my job and followed the parade and ran down and got in the middle of it again. And it was going strong and people were loving it and loving it and loving it. Lots of good music, lots of good fun, and it was a joy as ever. I had fun, and I loved my jingles because I could direct with them.
Oh, yeah. Did it go smoothly?
It went pretty smoothly. It went actually more smoothly than we thought because it's a new area. We didn't know what to expect. And so when it came around the bend, some people didn't know which way to go, so we had to learn something there. You know, we had to have somebody there to say that. And then all of us were just running up and down the road doing everything that we could to make things go well. And a lot of us got a lot of exercise today.
Hey, LaBa, man. We got a big Mardi Gras celebration parade, marching with Empire Strikes Brass, Asheville Second Line, Le Crew, all sorts of good crews. Presented by Asheville Mardi Gras Association, I believe, every year, right? A little bit different this year on South Slope. So just a good gathering. You got all sorts of people dressed up, looking freaky, sharing the love. So it's a celebration. Looks like a family-friendly kind of a day. And looks like there's music jumping on all over town here, too. So come on down. But, yeah, I guess most of our crew, Empire Strikes Brass, was on the radio on Friday. But yeah, we're playing all over the place. If you don't live in Asheville, just go to EmpireStrikesBrass.com and check out our calendar of dates. So we stay pretty busy. We do about 50, 60 shows a year, so we're traveling all over.
Thanks, man.
Down here at the Mardi Gras Parade, having a great time with some good people, and really just soaking in the experience, making sure everyone's happy, everyone's loving each other, and you know, taking care and looking out for everyone. So thanks for coming out.
While most people seem to have enjoyed the Mardi Gras parade, one woman I spoke with came down from West Virginia to protest
this particular movement.
I saw people celebrating their sin and lasciviousness, and I seen them mocking God and saying really foul and disgusting language to the preachers of the gospel. I saw them whipping things at us and throwing ice cream sandwiches at us, and they really just haters of God. That's what I've seen today.
Did you ask them if that was the case?
Yes, and many of them said, F you.
Do you think that your presence seems like that people interpret it as attacking them?
They might, because the Bible says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. And we are preaching the gospel, which is good, and it convicts people in their sin, and people don't like that. They love their sin more than they love Christ. But we are not hate speech. We love the people's souls. That's why we're here, is to show them the way to the path of righteousness and the way to heaven, and not to hell, right? But if they say, well, I don't believe in it, they think they're not going, so they just cast it aside.
Do you think you'll be back next year?
Oh, we'll be wherever the Lord leads us, because that's where we go.
All right.
We're part of the Asheville Mardi Gras, and we put on a big show for the public.
Yeah.
They all love it. We're lucky to have the good weather for us today. Well, we thought it was going to be rained out, actually, so we're watching the radar and knew that, God willing, we would party down.
Despite what the people across the street have been saying.
Oh, yeah. I went over there and tried to save those people, but some people can't be helped.
Did you guys see the protesting, church people?
Sure.
Yeah, what do you think about that? What was that?
I think it's a losing battle for them today. I think they're far outweighed.
It's just so Asheville, you know, and I thought it was, I love it. I think it's a great parade, and it was great weather. We don't care about the rain here. We tolerate that. 60-some degrees, we're good to go. It was a great day for a parade.
Find more information about the second line, you can go to www.ashevillemardigras.org.